Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we're going to be talking about how can we care for our bodies. How can we find that there's so many things changing these days, and we're saying, what is the normal? There are things I used to do. How do we used to take care of ourselves, take care of our thoughts, take care of our skin? How about our diet? How about our environment or things in our home? Everything around us has just seemed to be in chaos these days in the year 2020, and we're saying, I don't know, I used to do that, now I don't feel like doing it anymore, or I'm going to try something new, and then we kind of give it a day or two, and it's off into the sunrise, or else it's stuck in a bottom drawer someplace. How can we really find out what our body needs? How can we learn to be able to nourish body, mind, and soul? I think it's truly about, yes, we can take those things and do them for a day or two, but to embrace them and feel the energy and allow them to nurture us and then go from there versus being able to say, it didn't work for me. And no longer is it a fix it, no longer is it a solution, and no longer it is something that says I have to comply. Learning how to dance with the body, mind, and soul is going to be the name of the game. Especially in the year 2021. Are you ready to start experimenting? Today my guest is Jenna Lisa Lobos. Her book is Love Your Body, Love Your Life, 52 Tips That Will Radically Improve Your Health. Jenna, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on, Dr. Jeanette.
Well, Jenna, don't you think that, you know, we look at the year 2020 and we say, people, I want to get back to normal. And we're saying, what is normal? And they're like, well, I don't know. I used to do this. And you ask them, why did you used to do that? Don't you think we look at our body and our life and we're saying, did we get stuck in a rut?
I mean, I think that a lot of people can get stuck in a rut, absolutely. I think the year 2020 was a big awakening to notice more of what was working in our lives and what wasn't working in our lives. So, yeah, definitely we can all get on some sort of a routine, a habit, or just go on our day-to-day, every day we do the same thing. And I think as humans it gets kind of a little bit conditional. We like the normal. We like the people that make us feel comfortable, the familiarity of our habits and what we do. So I suppose, yes, that could get us into a rut sometimes.
Right. Yeah, I think the idea is that sometimes people will say, I've done it for many years or many decades, you know, or it's something that I've always done. And now we're saying, what I'd like to do going forward. How can I find ways that I might enjoy? You know, sometimes we say we might have a skincare and it's like, oh, well, I can't go out because it makes my face really red afterwards. And it's sort of like you're putting so many conditions upon something that might not be good for you. You know, maybe we need to say, I'd like to be a little more kind to my skin. How can I do that? Don't you think it's just a framework of changing our perception these days?
Yeah, you know, absolutely we can change our perception on everything. You know, there's always a different perspective on what's going on with our body, what's going on with our life. You know, I come from the camp of our body is always communicating with us. So sometimes, for example, you know, sometimes my knee, my right knee will start talking to me. And, you know, recently I went through a divorce, a life situation, you know, a new normal, and I had to get used to the new way of living. And shortly after that, I had my knee was talking to me, and like I said, I come from the camp of, you know, that it's not just quote unquote pain. There's actually a message that's underneath that pain.
Mm-hmm.
And the message for me was about moving forward. So the knees, for example, are taking you forward in life all the time. You're always walking towards something. You're always walking forward in life. And so I choose to look at the body in that way, in that perspective, that there's always an underlining message or meaning coming from a quote-unquote pain or something that's happened to us in the body. And sometimes we don't want to listen and we just, you know, keep going on and we don't want to listen. And that's when I feel some sort of tragedy will happen. Either, you know, we can take it to the extreme and somebody gets a disease, you know, a dis-ease in their body. But all along, if you take a look back, there was always these messages and these signs to change something up or dig a little deeper into what's supposed to happen here. What am I supposed to change up? You know, it could be the diet. It could be just as simple as a product. You know, maybe you do need to change up your eating habits or the way you move your body. But yeah, so that's what I look at and what's helpful. I know sometimes, you know, myself, I always still go back to and work with my own mentor because we can't operate on ourselves. You know, sometimes it's easier to navigate if we have somebody to talk it through. And I always say that if you don't have somebody that you feel you can 100% trust with everything that you want to speak about, journaling is a great way to get your thoughts down. And it's magical when something happens, when you take the pen or the pencil and you start writing, and it's just something magical happens when you connect that pen and paper. It's like you answer your own questions most of the time.
Right. I think sometimes the idea that how can we make change in our life? I think we're always looking for someone to be able to take control. You know, we look back in history and even medicine, after the 1920s and 1930s, when antibiotics started to come up and some of these drugs, we said, wow, the doctor can fix me. He can do something that's great. And I think the idea is, are we farming our health of our body out to someone else? I think the idea right now, we look at the year 2020, we're going to need to be making some drastic changes because we need to start learning who is in control of the body, what is the condition it's in, and how did we get there? I think sometimes people will say, but no, you know, it's my doctor takes care of it. You know, yeah, they come to me all the time and I say, no, what would you like to be doing and how would you like to be taking care of self? Don't you think sometimes that perception is a little bit, many people may have a firm grasp on that, but still others are still saying, I don't quite get it and I'm not ready for it yet, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's really just about the mindset, I feel, Dr. Jeanette. Some people are definitely going to still want to go see what they consider a professional about their own body. You know, and I understand that. I there's no judgment. I think that everyone has, of course, the right to choose what they feel suits their own belief system. I think there's a balance as well. You know, I choose to go more the holistic route because that's just my belief system. Like I said, you know, I look at the body as always communicating with us. So maybe I'm getting off topic here, but absolutely, I think there's no judgment. You know, it's one, whatever you believe in, whatever suits you, But I definitely feel that, you know, if we are quiet, I think this gets back to getting silent with ourselves, getting to know ourselves on a deeper level, the emotional body as well. A lot of times, you know, there's a physical ailment, but it's all related to an emotional past trauma. For example, I write a little bit about that in my book. I had a trauma happen when I was 5 years old, and I made some false decisions in my little brain at that time at five, and I went, my physical body immediately went into fight or flight, and I kept repeating patterns throughout my 20s with relationships, and I couldn't understand why. And when I was about, and I also had a lot of bloating and digestive issues, skin issues, that was relating basically back to my five-year-old trauma. And basically that's when I found this mind-body work that I do with my life coaching clients now, because I've been studying it over 20 years now. But it led me to find this work, and it's a mind-body practice. And it basically clears up past trauma, so you're not operating in the past time. You're operating from present time. So a lot of times the body will store the trauma in the body. It will manifest as a physical ailment. In my case, it was digestive issues. And also, of course, in relationships, right? So my point is that whatever we're feeling in the body, we're going to manifest that in our outside world. So basically, you know, I cleared up a lot of my trauma, my past history, and my body started to operate from present time. I was able to leave the negative relationships. My digestive system cleared up for the most part. It's something that I have to still work with, because it's like the first, it's like whenever my body goes into like a quote unquote stress, that's where I feel it instantly. But at least I'm aware now of where that stems from. So I think that, getting back to your question, it's really just about getting quiet, getting silent with yourself, asking yourself if the advice of a doctor per se resonates with you in every cell of your body, then again, there's no judgment. Of course, take action. But if there's a little voice that says inside of you, you know, I'd like to get a second opinion. Perhaps I can, you know, check out another holistic view or another type of modality for healing, whether that be acupuncture or meditation or prayer, or, you know, reading a book or journaling yourself and asking yourself the questions that you asked your doctor. Perhaps there's some, like I said, magic or gold in your own diagnosis. Then by all means, you know, there's just several modalities out there that are available now.
Right. I think the idea also, too, is that how can we take some little steps to take care of self? What you share in your book is you have 52 tips, and I think the idea is, how can we see how to be able to start caring for ourselves? How can we start to nurture for self? I think the idea is sometimes we say exercise, and people say, oh, I don't want to exercise. Let's say, fantastic, then let's try dancing. What would you like to do today? Let's just dance. And they're like, oh, cool, I got that, I can do that. Or, you know, hey, how about going outside and playing with the little kids? Oh, I've got that. Well, that's movement. I think our idea sometimes of our old ways or old words is, sometimes can we shift them into dance or movement or experience? And that truly gets people to be able to go along a whole other chain. I mean, if you really love something and you're willing to do it, you have the best results from it. If you're doing exercise in an old-fashioned sense of what you might think, I think you really get stuck into the idea and you're like, I hate it, I don't want to do it. And then on the way home, you stop at a fast food place, you know. So I think the idea is that find what you love to do for movement. And isn't that really, that's the best dance of the whole world, right?
I agree. Absolutely. Yeah, whatever makes your heart sing, definitely, you know, try to incorporate that every day. You know, I always say that, to try to incorporate something every day that makes your heart happy. Yeah, it's just those little steps, Dr. Jeanette. You know, it doesn't have to be a big, drastic shift. You know, a little tip that I have been talking about these past couple weeks is just starting your morning off with lemon and hot water. You know, it just alkalines the body. You get your water in. You know, if you're a coffee drinker, drink that before your coffee. Sometimes, even myself, I'm like, oh, I really am not in the mood to drink my lemon and water. So I put a little bit of cayenne pepper in it just to give it a kick. You know, so it's just little daily things. And I think, you know, if you're listening to this, if your audience is listening to this, they know what area of their life needs to have some shift in or a little bit more balance. And we're talking about the year 2020, you know, how that kind of was a big wake-up call to where our life was out of balance. And I think that's the key, you know. If you want the fast food, okay, do it once a week versus 7 days a week. You know, there just needs to be a little bit more balanced out.
Yeah. I think the idea is to be able to be free to engage. So many times we get stuck into the routine that, oh, I can't do that because someone said or someone told me, or I think the idea is that my disease has limited me. I can't do that. I think the idea is, can we banish the words of restrictions and limitations and be able to say, wow, what is the part of that that I'm resisting or holding back? Sometimes people say, well, I know, I'm so sad, you know, I can't have dessert at dinner because I shouldn't have sugar. Fantastic. What else can you have? Then you say, oh, I don't know. What else can I have? I can have vegetables and dress them up like roses. Or I always used to tell my kids, broccoli is a tree, you know. And we used to make asparagus as bridges, you know. So I think the idea is that why are we being so downtrodden? I think sometimes about the concepts and the ideas, when new things come along and they say, let's try this, let's try that. I mean, your book is full of ideas of let's try this. And it's all like these little magical gems that show up, and you're like, I mean, you just have something to explore. You know, the year 2020 is going to be the time of all that dogma will go away, and it's going to be, what are we going to explore now? So really, you're opening it up for saying, let's try something. Don't you think it's fun to have things to try?
Yeah, you know, I write about this in my book, and I talk about this a lot. On, you know, my social media feeds on Instagram and my Facebook. And it's one of my favorite topics to talk about is the inner child and healing that part of yourself. And I think as adults, you know, we're talking about getting into ruts and getting into routines and having our mindset on, I can't. But if you start to reconnect with your inner child. Now, I know that children have no boundaries. They have zero no's in their, most of the time, they have zero no's in their mind as a mindset. You know, it's the adults that actually tell them, no, you can't do that. No, you can't be that way. Or no, you can't have. Or, but as children, you know, they don't even know that word. They think their right. world is just limitless. Mm-hmm. And I think as an adult, if one can reconnect with their inner child and ask their inner child what they loved to do as a child, what they feel their child needs in that moment or even that day or even that week, I think there's going to be some magic in that, to ask your inner child what she or he needs, wants, desires, would love to try. It might come up as a feeling of fear, but there's also some excitement that goes with the feeling of fear, right? There's this like excitement that goes. Sometimes we feel it and we're like, oh my gosh, I'm scared. But it's really excitement that we're feeling versus scared. So it's like just changing the vocabulary, right? I'm so excited versus I'm so scared. I can't do that. No, I'm so excited. This is new. And we don't have to be perfect. We just need to just explore and have fun.
I think the idea, too, is to be able to say that we do not need to be of perfection, and things don't need to be the same all the time. You know, you talk about perfection in your book, too, and I think the idea is with perfection, we wanted to believe that we had to have those, you know, no limits. But really what we're showing by you sharing your tips and what we're talking about today is, what is something new that you like to enjoy? So, you know, you share in your book also, too, Jenna, your book is Love Your Body, Love Your Life, about smelling the roses. You know, one time I was having a talk and I was going into the building, and you know, I said to the people that were there, you know, when was the last time you smelled a beautiful flower, and what was it? And no one had an answer. And I said, my gosh, did you not smell the beautiful flowers when you came into the building? They're right out front. Don't you think sometimes we know that we should stop and smell the flowers? We should take our time and breathe. Yet, do we really do that, do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? And I'm guilty of that, too. You know, just getting up, starting my day, going through the motions, you know, just, and I can feel it now. I'm more aware of the body sensations when I'm going too fast because it's like, it's like the mind is moving so fast, like you feel like you're not going to have enough time in the day to get everything that you need done. And so when I recognize that, I immediately do some central channel breathing. It's a breathing technique that's actually also in my book that will immediately calm the nervous system down. It tells the body to relax. And that helps. That helps a lot. But, you know, it's just I think we are programmed as a society to that we're going to get the number one award for, you know, being doers, you know, instead of being beers, you know, being versus doing. You know, and I totally understand. I can relate to that mentality. Like I write my personal story in my book. You know, I left a really successful career that was really, really high energy, zero downtime. I call it very masculine energy, and I was not aware of my feminine energy. I had no idea about my creative side. You know, I never had a chance to explore that. Grew up fast. You know, I was raised by a single mom. And so I went into the workforce really young. Thank God I was very successful monetarily, but I still didn't know my creative side. And I never had that opportunity to slow down. So I'm grateful that I have that opportunity now. And I'm definitely more aware, like I said, of my body and what it needs. But that takes time, you know, Dr. Jeanette. It takes time for people to connect with themselves on a deeper level, and especially for women. You know, unfortunately, a lot of times we leave our bodies. You know, we're up in our head. We're too busy being roles for other people. You know, our husbands, our children, our partners, our friends, our family, and it takes time, and it takes discipline, and it takes also, you know, a wanting to do that. You know, somebody has to want to reconnect with themselves on another level versus just going through the motions of life.
Right. I think also, too, the idea is that when you start to be able to recognize there's something different out there, you want to be able to reconnect to itself. It really does cause a little bit of fluff around you with those around you. And I think that's really when you can understand the idea is that to be true to yourself, to trust what is coming up for you, and to be able to be very confident in saying, this is what I'm choosing at this time, but also to allow others to have their experiences. You know, we see a lot of people, they're like, you know, they have preaching from the pulpit to be able to get everybody to be their followers. And sometimes it's not the right time. You know, it's truly about being able to do for self. And then others might see something and they'll ask you a question. It's great to support them.
Just about showing up for yourself at the end of the day and what's going to fulfill your cup, how you're going to change your habits, your beliefs, what kind of I'm really big into interpersonal work.
Right.
I think that that's just where it all is.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to grow otherwise. I mean, we can be like somebody can be financially successful, but that doesn't mean they're fulfilled in their life.
Yeah.
So it's about becoming whole as whole as you can. And having that cup filled up. And then from that place, you know, you can serve other
mm-hmm.
people. And it doesn't have to be preachy, maybe that's what you mean, maybe preachy or trying to have somebody else believe what you believe. It's okay. Everybody has their own opinions. But I definitely believe that when you change your vibration, you show up in a different way. People, there's no choice. People have to react differently to you because you're different.
Right, right. Well, I think also to the idea of you want others to be able to go along the journey with you. And I think that's time to find support, you know, with other people. But also, too, I think sometimes people will say the journey of support, we want it to be everyone's alike. You know, in other words, we're all going to do this the same way. But then really the journey of support is someone could find an apple, another could find an orange, another could find a pine tree. Do you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
I think what it's really doing is how can we support each other along this journey of truly learning how to nurture self and be able to see the world in a different way. It's about honoring everyone's experience and their existence, but also to be able to say, how can we join together to bring the message forth? So really that's where when we start sharing our tips with other people, we start sharing our messages going forth, and we start saying, I don't know what something will do for you, but, you know, why don't you try it out and let me know? You know, many times people will say, I'll give them an herb, you know, for something that they've been talking about. And they'll say to me, well, what's it going to do for me? And I'll say, you know, I have no idea. Why don't you let me know? Because in essence, I want them to experience the interaction with the herb versus looking and seeking and saying, well, it didn't fix. It didn't do that. And then tossing it away. Don't you think every experience in our life is truly about that? It's about how can we see, what is it going to be about? I don't know. Jump in and see, right?
Yeah, and just being open and flexible to, if you know, if that resonates with you, to try it.
Right.
Yeah, and I think of, you know, support from different people is always great. You know, I think it's just about finding safe people to be open with. You know, I spoke about this yesterday. I did an IG live, Instagram live, and the topic was emotional support. And, you know, I have a really small circle. As a matter of fact, you know, I have one person that I could talk to about anything and everything I'd like. You know, I know there's no judgment, the trust is there. And so I really feel like if you have one person in your life, that's all you really need.
Right.
And if you have more than that, that's way lucky, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
you know, for people that you really trust and are safe to speak about or speak to about your inner world and your desires and your dreams and what's going on with you physically and emotionally,
yeah,
spiritually.
Well, I think, Jenna, your book is truly about 52 tips, and it's like jump in and try them all out, you know? Be able to dance with them. I love your book because it has a lot of space, and I call on the side of the pages because for each tip, you can write down your experience or write down your thoughts or something will come up to you, you know? If you're looking at a page and it says ask for support, you could write down the people's names that you'd like to contact or say, you know what, this one's not working for me. And you can put a nice big X through and you can go to the next one. Or you could say, this was fabulous and put a big circle around it, you know? And then when you do, what happens is you come back to the book, you know, a few months later or a year later or so, and you'll say, wow, look at where I was then and look at where I am now. Don't you think that's really what we talk about when we are sharing tips on how to be able to dance with something differently is come back later and look at it in retrospect, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's you know, it's a simple, there's 52 tips. They're pretty simple that one can implement on a daily basis. So you can pick one. So there's 52 tips, so one for every day of the year. So 52 weeks. Am I getting that right? Yeah, mm-hmm. 52 weeks. Yes, so we that's what we did when we structured the book. But they're pretty simple. Yeah, I mean, you would, if, I'd say, I always say, you know, pick what resonates with you and try it. And if you don't like it, you know, let it go and go on to the next one. But, yeah, definitely health, mind, health and body tips.
Yeah. It's definitely about being able to dance with the world. Well, Jenna, it was such a pleasure to have you with us here today to share your experience and how you were able to work through things, and now you're sharing with others. Can you share about how to be able to find out more information about your work? That would be great.
Yes. Everybody can find me at jennalobos.com. That's my website. I am offering 1 hour emotional support phone calls, giving a discount. Normally it's $150 and I'm discounting that right now to $85. I know there's a lot going on in 2020. So you can reach out at jennalobos.com. You can also find me on Instagram. That's the platform that I'm most active on, and that's Jenna Lobos. Also, I have a Facebook page, which is the title of the book, Love Your Body, Love Your Life. So you can reach out on that platform as well.
Very good. Well, Jenna, it was such a pleasure to have you with us here today. I really thank you because a lot of people are looking for some great tips, and your book is a great start.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jeanette.
Thank you. If you'd like to find out more information about Jenna Lisa Lobos, again, her book is Love Your Body, Love Your Life, 52 Tips That Will Radically Improve Your Health. Please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page for more information and go directly to her website. It truly is about being able to say, what would I like to do today? When you get up, just say, I have no clue. Show me something new. Open up the book, find a page, and say, wow, let's try this. It will shake up things, and you'll say, I don't really think I want to do what I was doing yesterday. Wouldn't that be great if we could shed all those concepts of what we thought was normal and live a much more adventurous life? Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. Till tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit Dr. Jeanette jeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.